The community radio station in Ketchikan, Alaska, celebrates National Poetry Month each year with a series called One Poem a Day Won't Kill You. Each day in April, someone from the community brings in a poem and reads it on the air. Ketchikan, by the way, is on an island only accessible by boat or float plane. It has about 13,000 residents, one of whom is Phoebe Newman, and Ms. Newman is the force behind One Poem a Day Won't Kill You. She herself is a poet and a volunteer at KRBD, and she joins me now from the station. Happy National Poetry Month, Phoebe.
Oh, same to you, Corva. We're celebrating big time out here.
Phoebe, we'd like to play a few of the poems that you have aired since the start of the month. So let's go right to the first one. Please tell me about Terry Miller.
Terry Miller is one of those dynamite redheads who is a transplanted Chicagoan and writes for the Ketchikan Daily News. She's lived in Southeast Alaska's rainforest for 22 years and says she is finally getting pretty wet. We have an average of 12 feet of rainfall a year. She said she chose this poem by E.E. Cummings because it is her absolutely favorite E.E. Cummings poem in the whole wide world right now.
Okay, let's hear it.
My name is Terry Miller, and I'm reading a poem by E.E. Cummings. Your little voice over the wires came leaping, and I felt suddenly dizzy with the jostling and shouting of merry flowers. Wee skipping high-heeled flames curtsied before my eyes, or twinkling over to my side, looked up with impertinently exquisite faces. Floating hands were laid upon me. I was whirled and tossed into delicious dancing, up, up, with the pale important stars and the humorous moon. Dear girl, how I was crazy, how I cried when I heard over time and tide and death leaping sweetly your voice.
That was Terry Miller reading an E.E. Cummings poem?
Yes.
And the title?
Little Voice.
Phoebe, this is the seventh year you've done your series. Are you ever surprised by the folks who ask to share a poem with you?
Well, at this point, there's no more surprise. I mean, the first year I was knocked out because I thought, oh gosh, nobody will show up. But 45 people volunteered the first year, and it's been like that ever since. They come from all walks of life, all ages. It's just fabulous.
Has the response changed at all over your 7 years of doing these poems?
It's interesting that some years have had a theme without anybody making one up. You know, it's been, there was a year when everybody read, or most people read nursery rhymes or children's poems. And then there was a year when people read poems about loss and sadness. And so this just comes up in the community and it comes into our show.
Tell us about the next Ketchikan presenter.
Our next reader is Steve Patton. He's reading a poem by our current poet laureate of the United States, Billy Collins, who has an enormous following here in Ketchikan. Steve has been with the U.S. Forest Service since 1978. He's been in Alaska since 1982 and hosts a weekly jazz show on KRBD. He says that he chose this poem because he heard me play it on the radio one night on our weekly poetry show, and he thought it was so funny that he was actually rolling on the floor laughing. He says he's not exaggerating.
My name is Steve Patton, and I'm reading a poem by Billy Collins entitled Another Reason Why I Don't Keep a Gun in the House. The neighbor's dog will not stop barking. He's barking the same high rhythmic bark that he barks every time they leave the house. They must switch him on their way out. The neighbor's dog will not stop barking. I close all the windows in the house and put on a Beethoven symphony full blast, but I can still hear him muffled under the music, barking, barking, barking. And now I can see him sitting in the orchestra, his head raised confidently as if Beethoven had included a part for a barking dog. When the record finally ends, he's still barking, sitting there in the oboe section, barking, his eyes fixed on a conductor who is entreating him with his baton, while the other musicians listen in respectful silence to the famous barking dog solo, that endless coda that first established Beethoven as an innovative genius.
I can see why he was laughing.
I know, isn't it wonderful? I was afraid it was about my dog, though.
Phoebe Newman is the producer of One Poem a Day Won't Kill You, running through April on KRBD in Ketchikan, Alaska. You can hear all the poems read by Ketchikanians. Is that Ketchikanians or Ketchikanians?
Ketchikanites. Ketchikaners.
You can hear all the poems read by folks from Ketchikan by visiting our website. Go to the Weekend All Things Considered page of www.npr.org. Thank you, Phoebe.
Thank you, Corva.